Starting an online business is an exciting journey filled with opportunities to create financial independence and pursue your passions. However, succeeding in the digital marketplace requires a combination of planning, execution, and adaptability. This guide will walk you through every essential step, from identifying your niche and setting up your online presence to marketing your products or services and scaling your business. By the end, you'll have a clear roadmap to launch and grow your online venture successfully. The first step in starting an online business is choosing a niche. A niche is the specific market segment you want to serve. To identify the right niche, think about your interests, skills, and the problems you can solve for others. For example, if you're passionate about fitness, your niche could be home workout plans or fitness equipment for small spaces. It's important to validate your niche by researching its demand. Use tools like Google Trends to see how popular your niche is over time. Keyword research tools like Ahrefs and SEMrush can also help you understand search volumes and competition for relevant terms. Once you've chosen your niche, the next step is developing your business idea. Consider what type of online business model suits your goals. For instance, you might start an e-commerce store, offer digital products like ebooks or online courses, run a subscription service, or provide freelancing services. Each model has its pros and cons. E-commerce businesses allow you to sell physical products, but they require inventory management and shipping logistics. Digital products have low overhead costs and can be scaled easily, but require upfront effort to create. Subscription services provide recurring income but need constant value delivery to retain customers. After deciding on your business model, it's time to create a brand. Your brand encompasses everything from your business name and logo to your website design and messaging. Choose a name that's memorable, relevant to your niche, and easy to spell. Platforms like Namecheap can help you secure a domain name that matches your brand. Use tools like Canva or Adobe Express to design a professional logo. Your brand should also have a clear mission and tone of voice that resonate with your target audience. The next step is building your online presence. A website is the foundation of any online business. Platforms like Shopify and WordPress make it easy to set up a professional-looking site without coding experience. Shopify is ideal for e-commerce businesses, as it includes built-in tools for product management, payment processing, and inventory tracking. WordPress is more flexible and can be customized with plugins like WooCommerce for e-commerce functionality or LearnDash for online courses. Regardless of the platform you choose, make sure your website is mobile-friendly, fast, and easy to navigate. Include essential pages like an About page, a Contact page, and a Privacy policy. If you're selling physical products, you'll need to manage inventory and shipping. Decide whether you'll handle these tasks yourself or use a fulfillment service like Amazon FBA or ShipBob. Dropshipping is another popular option where you partner with suppliers who handle inventory and shipping for you. Tools like Oberlo and Spocket can help you find reliable dropshipping suppliers. For digital products, platforms like Gumroad and Teachable make it easy to sell and deliver your content. Marketing is a critical component of any online business. Start by identifying your target audience and understanding their needs, preferences, and online behavior. Create customer personas to guide your marketing efforts. Content marketing is one of the most effective ways to attract and engage your audience. Start a blog, create videos, or launch a podcast to provide valuable information and establish yourself as an authority in your niche. SEO tools like Ahrefs and SEMrush can help you optimize your content for search engines and drive organic traffic to your site. Social media is another powerful marketing channel. Platforms like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn allow you to connect directly with your audience, showcase your products or services, and build a community around your brand. Tailor your content to each platform and use tools like Buffer or Hootsuite to schedule posts and track engagement. Paid advertising can also boost your visibility. Platforms like Google Ads and Facebook Ads allow you to target specific demographics and interests, ensuring your ads reach the right people. Email marketing is an essential tool for building relationships with your audience and driving sales. Use platforms like MailChimp or ConvertKit to create email campaigns and automate follow-ups. Offer incentives like discounts or free resources to encourage people to join your email list. Segment your audience based on their behavior and preferences to send personalized messages that resonate with them. Once your business starts generating sales, focus on providing exceptional customer service. Respond promptly to inquiries, address issues professionally, and go the extra mile to exceed customer expectations. Happy customers are more likely to leave positive reviews, recommend your business to others, and become repeat buyers. To scale your business, analyze your performance and identify areas for improvement. Use tools like Google Analytics to track website traffic, conversion rates, and customer behavior. A slash B testing can help you optimize elements like headlines, call to action buttons, and product descriptions. Consider expanding your product or service offerings, entering new markets, or partnering with influencers to reach a broader audience. Building an online business is a journey that requires perseverance, creativity, and a willingness to learn. By following these steps and leveraging the right tools and strategies, you can turn your idea into a thriving enterprise. Remember to stay adaptable and open to new opportunities as you navigate the ever-evolving digital landscape. Good luck with your online business adventure. Cryptocurrency investing, when approached with a long-term perspective, can be a powerful way to build wealth while supporting an emerging technology that has the potential to reshape modern society. However, it requires a disciplined strategy, sensible allocation of resources, and a deep understanding of the market's potential and risks. This guide focuses on building a sustainable and well-informed cryptocurrency investment strategy for long-term success, emphasizing moderate spending of disposable income over the years. The foundation of long-term crypto investing starts with a clear belief in the transformative potential of blockchain technology and digital assets. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have already disrupted traditional finance by offering a decentralized peer-to-peer system of value transfer. Ethereum has expanded the use case of blockchain by enabling smart contracts and decentralized applications, dApps. Other projects such as Cardano, Polkadot, and Solana are working to improve scalability, interoperability, and security. By understanding the utility and potential of these technologies, investors can develop confidence in their long-term viability. Before diving into crypto investing, it's essential to assess your financial situation. Begin by ensuring that you have an emergency fund covering 3 to 6 months of living expenses. This buffer protects you from financial instability and allows you to invest in crypto without undue stress. Next, determine how much of your disposable income you can allocate to crypto investments. A good rule of thumb is to invest no more than 5% to 10% of your disposable income, ensuring that you don't jeopardize your financial well-being. Once you've set your budget, focus on building a diversified crypto portfolio. Diversification reduces risk by spreading your investment across multiple assets with different use cases and risk profiles. Bitcoin, as the first cryptocurrency and a store of value, often serves as the anchor of a long-term portfolio. It's widely regarded as digital gold due to its fixed supply and decentralized nature. Ethereum, known for its robust ecosystem of decentralized applications and smart contracts, is another cornerstone investment. Beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum, consider allocating smaller portions of your portfolio to promising altcoins. Cardano, Polkadot, and Avalanche are notable for their focus on scalability and interoperability. Binance Coin and Solana are popular choices for their vibrant ecosystems and utility in decentralized finance, DeFi, and non-fungible tokens, NFTs. When selecting altcoins, prioritize projects with strong fundamentals, active development teams, and growing communities. Avoid speculative tokens that lack clear use cases or long-term potential. Dollar cost averaging, DCA, is an effective strategy for long-term crypto investing. Instead of trying to time the market, which is notoriously volatile and unpredictable, DCA involves investing a fixed amount of money at regular intervals, such as weekly or monthly. This approach smooths out the impact of market fluctuations and allows you to accumulate assets over time. For example, you might invest $100 in Bitcoin every month, regardless of its price. Over the years, this consistent approach can yield substantial gains as the market grows. Security is paramount in crypto investing. Start by choosing a reputable exchange for buying cryptocurrencies. Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, and Gemini are popular options known for their security measures and user-friendly interfaces. After purchasing crypto, transfer it to a secure wallet. Hardware wallets like Ledger and Trezor are considered the gold standard for long-term storage, as they keep your private keys offline and safe from hacking attempts. Software wallets like MetaMask and Trust Wallet are suitable for smaller holdings or interacting with decentralized applications. Always enable two-factor authentication, 2FA, on your accounts and avoid sharing sensitive information online. Long-term crypto investing requires a focus on education and staying informed. The crypto landscape evolves rapidly, with new technologies, regulations, and market trends emerging regularly. Follow reputable news sources like CoinDesk, The Block, and Decrypt to stay updated. Participate in online communities such as Reddit's r/cryptocurrency or Twitter to engage with other investors and gain diverse perspectives. However, be cautious about unverified information and hype-driven content. As your portfolio grows, periodically review and rebalance it to ensure it aligns with your goals and risk tolerance. For example, if an altcoin's value has significantly increased and now represents a large portion of your portfolio, consider selling a portion to lock in profits and redistribute the funds to other assets. Rebalancing helps maintain diversification and protects against overexposure to any single asset. Taxes are an important consideration in crypto investing. In many countries, cryptocurrencies are treated as taxable assets, and transactions like selling, trading, or earning rewards through staking may trigger tax obligations. Use tools like CoinTracker, Coinly, or CryptoTrader. Tax to track your transactions and calculate your tax liability accurately. Consulting a tax professional with crypto expertise can also help you navigate complex regulations and optimize your tax strategy. Finally, adopt a mindset of patience and resilience. The crypto market is highly volatile, with significant price swings that can test even the most seasoned investors. Focus on the long-term potential of your investments rather than short-term price movements. Remember that successful investing is not about chasing quick profits, but building sustainable wealth over time. By maintaining a disciplined approach and believing in the transformative power of blockchain technology, you can position yourself for long-term success in the cryptocurrency market. Cryptocurrency investing is not without risks, but with careful planning, sensible spending, and a long-term perspective, it can be a rewarding journey. By understanding the fundamentals, diversifying your portfolio, and staying informed, you can navigate the complexities of the market with confidence. Remember, the key to success lies in patience, education, and consistent effort. Happy investing! If you're looking to make the easiest money of your life online on the internet, you need to check out the exciting world of digital marketing. This is a quick introduction where I'll show you everything you need to know to get started doing digital marketing and beyond. If you apply everything shown in this video and put in an honest effort, I can guarantee you that soon you'll be making several thousand dollars per month, with the option to scale it further if you so desire. In this day and age, many people are quitting their 9-to-5 jobs and moving over to the world of digital marketing and making 6 and even 7 figures a year from the comfort of their own homes, while others choose to use their newly found freedom to travel all around the world while they run their online hustle on the side. In this video, we'll cover digital marketing, affiliate marketing, Google AdSense, Wix, Amazon, building your very own website, and more. Let's get started. Digital marketing is all about promoting products or services online. You've probably seen examples of it every day, from Instagram ads to YouTube sponsorships to those blog posts that sneakily include links to buy something. What makes digital marketing so powerful is its versatility and reach. You can start small and, with the right strategy, grow it into a sustainable source of income. So let's start by breaking it down into 3 major components: affiliate marketing, Google AdSense, and website building. I'll walk you through each step, share tips, and throw in real-world examples to help you succeed. First up, affiliate marketing. If you've ever clicked on a product link in a YouTube video description or a blog, chances are it was an affiliate link. Essentially, affiliate marketing allows you to earn a commission every time someone buys a product through your unique link. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're passionate about fitness. You could create a blog where you review fitness equipment, like yoga mats or dumbbells. You sign up for an affiliate program, let's say Amazon Associates. And every time someone clicks on your link and buys that yoga mat, you earn a percentage of the sale. Pretty cool, right? But how do you actually start? First, pick a niche. This could be anything you're passionate about or have knowledge of. It could be tech gadgets, travel gear, fashion, or even something super niche like gardening tools. The more specific, the better. Once you've chosen your niche, sign up for affiliate programs like ShareASale, ClickBank, or Amazon Associates. They'll provide you with links to use in your content. Next, create a platform. This could be a blog, a YouTube channel, or even an Instagram page. Your goal is to create content that educates or entertains while subtly promoting the affiliate products. Don't forget, the key to success in affiliate marketing is trust. Your audience needs to believe in your recommendations. Now let's talk about Google AdSense. If you've ever visited a blog or website and seen banner ads or little text ads sprinkled around, that's AdSense at work. It's an easy way to monetize a website or blog by allowing Google to place ads on your site. You earn money every time someone views or clicks on those ads. So how do you get started? First, you'll need a website or blog. Don't worry, we'll cover how to build one in just a minute. Once you've got your site up and running, head to the Google AdSense website and apply for an account. Google will review your site to ensure it meets their guidelines. This means having original content, a clean design, and pages like About Us and Contact to show you're a legitimate creator. Once approved, Google provides you with a code to place on your website. This code dynamically generates ads that are relevant to your content. For example, if you're writing about travel, your site might display ads for luggage or flight booking services. And the best part? AdSense works in the background while you focus on creating more content. To maximize your earnings with AdSense, you'll need traffic. We'll cover traffic strategies in just a moment. But remember, the more visitors your site gets, the higher your potential revenue. Now let's get into website building. Your website is your digital home. It's where you'll host your blog posts, display affiliate links, and run AdSense ads. Building a website might sound intimidating, but it's easier than ever, even if you're not tech savvy. Step one, choose a domain and hosting. Your domain is your website's name, like myawesomefitnessblog.com. Choose something memorable and related to your niche. For hosting, I recommend platforms like Bluehost or SiteGround. They're beginner-friendly and affordable. Step two, install WordPress. WordPress is a popular content management system that powers over 40% of the web. It's free, customizable, and perfect for beginners. Most hosting providers have a one-click WordPress installation process. Step three, design your website. Choose a clean, user-friendly theme. You can find free themes directly in WordPress or go premium for more customization options. Add essential pages like your homepage, an about page, a blog section, and a contact page. Step four, publish high-quality content. Your content is the heart of your website. Write blog posts that provide value to your audience. For example, if you're in the fitness niche, create posts like Top 10 Yoga Mats for Beginners or How to Stay Fit While Traveling. Use tools like Canva to add visuals and make your posts stand out. If WordPress feels a bit too technical, don't worry. Platforms like Wix make website building incredibly easy, even for absolute beginners. Wix is a drag and drop website builder, meaning you can literally click, drag, and place elements wherever you want on the page. What's great about Wix is its simplicity. It offers beautiful templates for all kinds of websites, from blogs to online stores. You don't need to know any coding, and you can customize your site with just a few clicks. For example, if you're starting a photography blog, Wix has pre-designed templates tailored for photographers. Just add your text and images and you're good to go. Wix also includes built-in SEO tools, so you can optimize your site to rank on search engines. Plus, they have integrations for features like contact forms and e-commerce functionality. If you're looking for a quick and easy way to build your first website, Wix is a fantastic option. Let's switch gears and talk about another powerful way to make money online, selling on Amazon. Whether it's through their Fulfillment by Amazon program, FBA, or simply listing products as a seller, Amazon provides a massive platform to reach millions of customers. Step 1. Decide what to sell. Start by researching products in demand. Tools like Jungle Scout or Helium 10 can help you find trending items with low competition. For example, reusable water bottles, phone accessories, or kitchen gadgets are always popular. Step 2. Sign up for an Amazon Seller account. Go to the Amazon Seller Central website and create an account. You can choose between an individual plan for occasional sellers or a professional plan if you plan to sell in bulk. Step 3. Source your products. You can source products in several ways: wholesale, buy in bulk from suppliers, private labeling, customize products with your own branding, drop shipping, partner with a manufacturer who ships products directly to your customers. Step 4. Create your listings. Write detailed, keyword-rich product descriptions and include high-quality images. For instance, if you're selling a kitchen gadget, include photos of it in action, along with a list of its benefits. Step 5. Optimize and advertise. Use Amazon's advertising tools to promote your listings. Run sponsored ads to make your products more visible to shoppers. Also, encourage satisfied customers to leave reviews, as good ratings can significantly boost your sales. All right, now you've got your affiliate links, your AdSense setup, your website, and maybe even your Amazon store. But how do you actually get people to visit? This is where traffic comes in. SEO, search engine optimization, is all about making your website rank higher on Google. Use tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush to find keywords people are searching for in your niche. For example, instead of writing a generic post titled Best Dumbbells, target a keyword like Best Dumbbells for Small Apartments. Social media, leverage platforms like Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok to share your content. Pinterest, in particular, is great for driving traffic to blogs. Create eye-catching pins and link them to your posts. Email marketing, build an email list using tools like MailChimp or ConvertKit. Offer a free guide or ebook as an incentive to subscribe. Then send out newsletters promoting your content and affiliate products. Paid ads. If you're ready to invest, platforms like Google Ads or Facebook Ads can bring targeted visitors to your site. This can be especially useful for promoting affiliate products or new blog posts. And there you have it, a complete guide. Let's talk a bit more about Ahrefs and SEMrush. These tools are absolute game changers when it comes to SEO, competitor analysis, and improving your website's visibility on search engines. If you're serious about starting an SEO business, then you need to become proficient with at least one of these tools. Let's take a look at them. Ahrefs and SEMrush are like the Batman and Superman of the SEO world. Both are incredible tools, but each has its own strengths depending on your needs and goals. So we're going to break it down into sections: what each tool does best, how they compare in key features, and which one might be the right fit for you. Let's start with Ahrefs. If you're all about backlinks and content, this tool is your best friend. Ahrefs is primarily known for its massive database of backlinks. You can analyze any website to see who's linking to it, what content is performing well, and how much organic traffic it's getting. For example, if you run a fitness blog and want to outrank a competitor's article on top 10 yoga mats, you can use Ahrefs to see which sites are linking to that article. From there, you can reach out to those sites and pitch your own content as a better alternative. Pretty powerful, right? Ahrefs also has a great site explorer feature. It's like an X-ray for any website, showing you top performing pages, keywords, and traffic sources. The Content Explorer tool is another gem, helping you find trending topics and content ideas in your niche. Now let's talk about SEMrush. This tool is like the Swiss Army knife of digital marketing. It doesn't just focus on SEO, but offers a full suite of tools for content marketing, paid ads, social media, and even competitive research. One of SEMrush's standout features is its keyword magic tool. Let's say you're working on a blog post about best hiking trails. SEMrush will give you a massive list of related keywords, along with search volume, keyword difficulty, and even question-based keywords like, what are the best hiking trails in California? This makes it super easy to plan content that your audience is already searching for. SEMrush also shines in its site audit feature. It crawls your site and gives you a detailed report on technical SEO issues, like broken links or slow page speed. Fixing these issues can give your site a big SEO boost. All right, so how do Ahrefs and SEMrush stack up against each other? Let's compare them side by side in a few key areas. 1. Backlink analysis. If backlinks are your priority, Ahrefs is the clear winner. Their backlink database is larger, and the reports are more detailed. SEMrush does a decent job here, but Ahrefs has the edge when it comes to accuracy and depth. 2. Keyword research. Both tools are excellent for keyword research, but SEMrush's Keyword Magic tool is slightly more user-friendly. It's great for brainstorming long-tail keywords and planning entire content strategies. 3. Technical SEO. This is where SEMrush shines. Its site audit feature provides a more comprehensive analysis of your website's technical health compared to Ahrefs. 4. Pricing. Both tools have similar pricing, starting at around $99 per month. However, SEMrush offers more features in its basic plan, making it a better value for marketers who want an all-in-one solution. So, which tool is right for you? It depends on your focus. If you're mainly concerned with backlinks, content ideas, and organic traffic, go with Ahrefs. It's simple, clean, and incredibly powerful for these tasks. On the other hand, if you need a broader range of tools for SEO, content, and paid marketing, SEMrush is the better choice. But here's a pro tip. Both Ahrefs and SEMrush offer free trials. If you're not sure which one suits your needs, sign up for both trials and test them out. Use the trial period to analyze your website and get a feel for each platform. Let's look at some real-world examples of how these tools can help. Ahrefs for backlink outreach. Imagine you run a small online store selling eco-friendly products. You've written a blog post on 5 ways to reduce plastic waste. With Ahrefs, you can find sites linking to similar content and reach out to suggest your article as a resource. SEMrush for local SEOIF. You're a local business, SEMrush can help you dominate local search. Use the keyword tool to find terms like best coffee shop in your city and optimize your website's content around those terms. The site audit tool can also ensure your Google My Business page is properly set up, and that's the breakdown of Ahrefs and SEMrush. Both are incredible tools, and the one you choose depends on your specific goals. Are you Team Ahrefs or Team SEMrush? Now let's look a little more closely at Amazon affiliates. Affiliate marketing with Amazon is an excellent way to monetize your website, blog, or even social media platforms. The idea is simple. You promote products from Amazon, and when someone makes a purchase through your affiliate link, you earn a commission. Sounds easy, right? But there's more to it than just dropping links. Let's break it all down. The first step to getting started is signing up for the Amazon Associates program. Head over to the Amazon Associates website and create an account. Don't worry, it's free to join. During the sign-up process, you'll need to provide information about your website, app, or social media platforms where you plan to share affiliate links. Pro tip, if you don't have a website yet, don't stress. You can still use your YouTube channel, Instagram page, or even a TikTok account as your platform for promoting Amazon products. Once you're approved, you'll get access to your unique affiliate links for millions of products on Amazon. Before you start promoting products, it's crucial to choose a niche. A niche is a specific area of interest or expertise that your content will focus on. Examples of niches include fitness, tech gadgets, home improvement, or even pet care. For example, let's say you love cooking. You can create content around kitchen gadgets, cookware, and recipe books. By focusing on a niche, you'll attract a targeted audience that's more likely to engage with your content and purchase through your affiliate links. Pro tip, use tools like Google Trends or Ahrefs to research trending topics and keywords in your niche. This will help you choose products that people are actively searching for. Now that you have your niche, it's time to create content that promotes Amazon products. The key here is to provide value to your audience. You don't want to just spam your affiliate links. Instead, create content that solves a problem or answers a question. Examples of content include product reviews. Write or film in-depth reviews of Amazon products in your niche. For instance, top 5 blenders for smoothies is a great topic if you're in the fitness niche. How-to guides. Create tutorials that incorporate Amazon products. For example, a blog post titled How to Organize Your Closet with These Must-Have Storage Solutions can include affiliate links to storage bins and hangers, lists and comparisons, 10 best tech gadgets under $50, or wireless earbuds. Showdown, which one is best for you? Pro tip, use high-quality visuals. If you're creating videos, show the product in action. If it's a blog, include clear images of the products with captions explaining their features. When you're part of the Amazon Associates program, you'll be given unique affiliate links for every product you want to promote. These links are what allow Amazon to track purchases and credit your account with commissions. Here are some tips for effectively using affiliate links. Place links naturally. Include your affiliate links within the context of your content. For example, if you're writing a blog post about the best kitchen gadgets, link the product name directly to its Amazon page. Shorten and beautify links. Use tools like Bitly or PrettyLinks to make your affiliate links look clean and professional. Disclose your affiliate relationship. Always let your audience know you're using affiliate links. This builds trust and ensures you're compliant with Amazon's terms of service. You've created amazing content and included your affiliate links. Now, how do you get people to see it? Here are some strategies to drive traffic to your content. Search engine optimization, SEO. Optimize your content with keywords that people are searching for. Tools like SEMrush or Ahrefs can help you find the best keywords for your niche. Social media. Share your content on platforms like Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. For example, if you're promoting fitness products, post a workout reel on Instagram and include a link to your blog in the caption. Email marketing, build an email list and send out newsletters with your latest content and affiliate product recommendations. YouTube, create videos demonstrating the products. For instance, a video titled Unboxing and Testing the Best Noise Canceling Headphones can include affiliate links in the description. Now that you're all set up, here are some extra tips to maximize your earnings with Amazon affiliate marketing. Promote high-value products. Products with higher price tags can yield bigger commissions. For example, promoting a $500 camera will earn you more than a $20 water bottle. Stay updated. Amazon frequently updates its commission rates. Keep an eye on which categories offer the best payouts. Focus on evergreen content. Create content that stays relevant over time, like Best Kitchen Gadgets of 2024 or Top Travel Accessories You Need. And that's it. A complete guide to affiliate. Amazon affiliate marketing is one of the most accessible ways to build an online income stream, but it requires a well-thought-out strategy, consistent effort, and the right tools to succeed. By the time you finish listening to this guide, you'll have a comprehensive understanding of how to select a profitable niche, set up your website, create engaging content, optimize it for SEO, find lucrative affiliate programs, and track your results. This isn't just theory. I'll include actionable steps and detailed recommendations for every stage of the process. So let's dive into the exciting world of affiliate marketing and learn how to turn your website into a money-making machine. First, let's talk about choosing your niche. Your niche is the foundation of your affiliate marketing business, and getting it right is crucial. Start by brainstorming topics you're passionate about or areas where you have some expertise. For example, are you into fitness, cooking, gardening, or technology? Write down a list of potential niches. Once you have some ideas, the next step is to validate them. This is where keyword research tools like Google Keyword Planner, Ahrefs, and SEMrush come in handy. Use these tools to analyze the search volume and trends for your topics. You're looking for niches with consistent demand over time, rather than those that are seasonal or trendy. For instance, best home gym equipment might be a better choice than Christmas gift ideas, as the former has year-round appeal. Next, evaluate the competition in your chosen niche. Search for your main keywords on Google and examine the top-ranking websites. Are they dominated by well-established brands or major players? If so, consider narrowing your focus to a sub-niche. For instance, instead of targeting the broad fitness niche, you might focus on budget-friendly home gym setups or equipment for small spaces. These sub-niches often have less competition while still offering plenty of monetization opportunities. Speaking of monetization, ensure that your chosen niche has a good range of products to promote. The Amazon Associates program covers nearly every category imaginable, but it's always good to diversify your income sources. Look for niches that offer both physical products and digital products or services. For example, in the tech niche, you might promote laptops and accessories on Amazon while also earning commissions from software subscriptions or online courses offered by other affiliate programs. Once you've finalized your niche, it's time to build your website. Traditionally, WordPress has been the go-to platform for affiliate marketing websites due to its flexibility, affordability, and vast ecosystem of plugins and themes. However, Shopify is emerging as a viable alternative, especially for those interested in combining affiliate marketing with e-commerce. Shopify's user-friendly interface, built-in hosting, and extensive app store make it a compelling option. To start with Shopify, choose a subscription plan that fits your needs. While Shopify is slightly more expensive than WordPress hosting, it includes hosting, security, and technical support. Install a theme that aligns with your niche and customize your store using the drag-and-drop editor. Shopify's App Store features integrations like SEO Manager and Plugin SEO to optimize your site for search engines. The platform also allows you to integrate affiliate links directly into product pages, which is useful if you want to showcase physical products alongside your affiliate recommendations. If you choose WordPress, start by securing a domain name through platforms like Namecheap or GoDaddy. Reliable hosting providers like SiteGround, Bluehost, or WP Engine ensure your site performs well and remains secure. Install WordPress, select a lightweight theme like GeneratePress or Astra, and use page builders like Elementor for customization. Plugins like Yoast SEO or Rank Math will help with on-page SEO, while caching plugins like WP Rocket can optimize your site speed. Regardless of your platform, SEO research is essential. Tools like Ahrefs and SEMrush are invaluable for understanding what your audience is searching for and how to target them effectively. Ahrefs excels at backlink analysis, showing you which sites link to your competitors and helping you build a strategy for acquiring your own links. Its Content Explorer feature identifies trending topics in your niche, providing inspiration for your content strategy. SEMrush, on the other hand, offers robust keyword research, site audits, and competitive analysis. Its Keyword Magic tool is particularly useful for finding long-tail keywords with low competition. Both tools can be used to track your search rankings over time, giving you insights into what's working and what needs improvement. Now let's focus on the heart of your affiliate marketing strategy, content creation. High quality content is what attracts visitors to your site and persuades them to click your affiliate links. Start by conducting thorough keyword research. Use tools like Ahrefs, SEMrush, or Ubersuggest to identify long tail keywords with low to moderate competition. Long tail keywords are specific phrases like best budget laptops for students, or how to set up a home gym on a budget. These keywords often have lower search volume, but higher conversion rates because they indicate a clear intent. Once you've identified your keywords, start creating content around them. There are several types of content that work well for affiliate marketing. Product reviews are a staple. Write detailed, unbiased reviews that highlight the pros and cons of each product. Be honest and thorough. Your readers will appreciate your transparency. Comparison articles are another effective format. For example, you could write an article comparing two popular products in your niche, such as Peloton versus Nordic Track, which is better for home workouts. How-to guides and tutorials are also valuable. These types of content provide actionable advice and establish you as an authority in your niche. When creating content, focus on readability and user engagement. Use subheadings, bullet points, and images to break up large blocks of text. Add call-to-action buttons or hyperlinks that direct readers to Amazon product pages. Including original visuals like photos, videos, or infographics can make your content more engaging and shareable. If you're not a designer, tools like Canva and Adobe Express can help you create professional-looking graphics with ease. To ensure your content reaches a wider audience, you'll need to master search engine optimization, SEO. On-page SEO involves optimizing individual pages for specific keywords. Start by incorporating your target keyword naturally into your meta title, meta description, headings, and body text. Avoid keyword stuffing. Instead, focus on writing for your audience first and search engines second. Internal linking is another important aspect of on-page SEO. Link to related articles on your site to keep readers engaged and improve your site structure. Technical SEO is just as important. Your website should load quickly, as slow sites tend to rank lower on Google. Use caching plugins like WP Rocket to speed up your site, and compress images with tools like TinyPNG. Make sure your website is mobile-friendly, as most web traffic now comes from mobile devices. Google's mobile-friendly test tool can help you identify any issues. Additionally, submit an XML sitemap to Google Search Console to ensure your site is properly indexed. Off-page SEO focuses on building backlinks, which are links from other websites to yours. Backlinks signal to Google that your site is authoritative and trustworthy. One way to earn backlinks is by guest posting on related blogs. Another method is using HARO, or Help a Reporter Out, where journalists seek expert insights for their articles. By providing valuable information, you can earn a backlink to your site. Creating shareable content like infographics or expert roundups is another effective strategy for attracting organic backlinks. While Amazon's affiliate program is a great starting point, it's essential to diversify your income sources by exploring other affiliate programs. ClickBank is one of the most popular alternatives, especially for promoting digital products like ebooks, courses, and software. To get started with ClickBank, sign up for a free account, browse their marketplace, and look for products that align with your niche. Focus on products with high gravity scores, as this indicates they're popular and converting well. ClickBank offers generous commissions, often ranging from 30% to 75%, making it a lucrative option for many marketers. Another excellent affiliate network is Share a Sale. Share a Sale partners with thousands of merchants across various industries, from fashion and home decor to tech and finance. Once you've joined the network, use their search tools to find programs that match your niche. Pay attention to the commission rates, cookie durations, and any special terms before applying. For example, a longer cookie duration gives you more time to earn a commission after someone clicks your link. CJ Affiliate, formerly known as Commission Junction, is another top choice. CJ Affiliate specializes in high-quality programs from well-known brands like Grammarly, Barnes & Noble, and GoPro. Their platform includes detailed performance metrics to help you track your campaigns and optimize your results. Rakuten Advertising is yet another option, particularly if you're targeting international audiences. Rakuten connects affiliates with brands in categories like electronics, beauty, and travel. For marketers interested in promoting high-ticket items, affiliate programs like Bluehost, Kinsta, and WP Engine are worth exploring. These web hosting services offer commissions of $50 to $200 per sale, making them ideal for tech-savvy audiences. SaaS affiliate programs such as those offered by HubSpot, ActiveCampaign, and SEMrush can also be highly profitable. These programs often include recurring commissions, meaning you'll continue earning as long as the customer remains subscribed. To maximize your earnings, consider diversifying further by exploring niche-specific programs. For example, if you're in the fitness niche, you might join programs like Bowflex, Fitbit, or MyProtein. In the travel niche, look into Booking.com, Expedia, and Travel Payouts. For the finance niche, programs like Credit Karma, Personal Capital, and Robinhood can be excellent choices. Research each program thoroughly to ensure they align with your audience's interests and needs. Investing in tools and courses can significantly speed up your progress. Advanced SEO tools like Ahrefs and SEMrush are invaluable for keyword research, backlink analysis, and tracking your rankings. For content creation, Grammarly ensures your writing is error-free, while tools like Canva and Visma help you create eye-catching visuals. Video content is becoming increasingly important, so consider using tools like Camtasia or Final Cut Pro for video editing. To master affiliate marketing, enroll in courses like Authority Hacker or Income School's Project 24. These programs provide in-depth training on building, scaling, and monetizing affiliate websites. Udemy and Skillshare are also excellent resources for more affordable courses on SEO, content marketing, and web development. Joining online communities like Reddit's r/affiliate marketing or Facebook groups can provide additional support and insights from experienced marketers. Finally, tracking and optimizing your performance is critical for long-term success. Use tools like Google Analytics and Google Search Console to monitor your traffic, keywords, and site performance. Plugins like Pretty Links can help you track clicks and conversions for each affiliate link. Conduct regular A/B tests to determine which headlines, calls to action, and page layouts perform best. Update your content periodically to keep it fresh and relevant, and don't be afraid to experiment with new strategies. Affiliate marketing is a journey that requires patience, consistency, and a willingness to learn. By following these steps and leveraging the right tools and resources, you can create a sustainable income stream that grows over time. Stay focused, keep experimenting, and never stop improving. The possibilities are endless. Investing in the stock market, cryptocurrencies, real estate, and other asset classes has become one of the most popular ways to build wealth over time. However, success in investing isn't about luck. It's about knowledge, strategy, and discipline. In this comprehensive guide, we will explore everything you need to know to get started, from understanding different types of investments and platforms to building a diversified portfolio and using tools for analysis. By the end, you'll have a clear roadmap for navigating the world of investments with confidence. The first step in your investing journey is understanding the different asset classes and what they offer. The stock market is a great starting point for beginners. Stocks represent ownership in a company, and when you buy a stock, you become a shareholder. Stocks can be categorized broadly into growth stocks, which are expected to grow at an above average rate, value stocks, which are considered undervalued by the market, and dividend stocks, which pay regular income to shareholders. The key to stock investing is understanding your risk tolerance and investment goals. Are you looking for steady income, or are you willing to take on more risk for higher potential growth? Real estate is another powerful asset class that has been a cornerstone of wealth building for centuries. Real estate investing involves purchasing, owning, managing, renting, or selling property for profit. For beginners, it's essential to understand the various types of real estate investments available. Residential real estate includes single-family homes, apartments, and vacation properties. These can generate income through rental payments, and their value often appreciates over time. Commercial real estate involves properties used for business purposes, such as office buildings, retail spaces, and warehouses. These typically require larger investments, but can yield higher rental income and long-term appreciation. Industrial real estate encompasses properties used for manufacturing, storage, and distribution, like factories and logistics centers. This can be lucrative, especially in areas with growing e-commerce demand. Real estate investment trusts, or REITs, are companies that own, operate, or finance income-generating real estate. They allow investors to buy shares and earn dividends without owning physical properties. House flipping involves buying undervalued properties, renovating them, and selling them at a higher price. While it can be profitable, house flipping requires careful market research and project management. Short-term rentals, facilitated by platforms like Airbnb, have also become popular but require knowledge of local regulations and effective property management for those new to real estate, starting with residential properties is often the most accessible option. If you're interested in purchasing your first property, you should begin by educating yourself. Learn the basics of real estate investing by reading books like The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller or taking online courses. Familiarize yourself with terms like ROI, which stands for Return on Investment, NOI, which is Net Operating Income, and cap rates, which measure the return on a real estate investment. Determine how much you can afford to invest by setting a budget that includes the down payment, closing costs, renovation expenses, and an emergency fund for unexpected repairs or vacancies. If you're financing the property, work with a lender to get pre-approved for a mortgage, as this will help you understand your borrowing capacity and make you a more competitive buyer. When choosing a market, research real estate trends to identify areas with growth potential. Look for factors like job growth, population increases, and infrastructure development. Suburban areas near major cities often offer excellent opportunities. Once you've identified a promising area, use online tools like Zillow or Realtor.com to search for properties. Evaluate potential deals by calculating metrics like cash flow, ROI, and cap rate. For rental properties, aim for a positive cash flow after accounting for mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, and maintenance costs. Conduct a thorough inspection to uncover any issues before finalizing your purchase. Work with professionals like real estate agents, property inspectors, and attorneys to ensure a smooth transaction. After closing the deal, decide whether you'll manage the property yourself or hire a property management company. Self-management can save money, but requires time and effort. Property managers handle tasks like tenant screening, rent collection, and maintenance. Real estate offers several tax advantages that can enhance your returns. You can deduct expenses like mortgage interest, property taxes, and repairs. Depreciation allows you to reduce your taxable income over time. Consult with a tax professional to ensure you're taking full advantage of these benefits. For those who prefer a hands-off approach, REITs and crowdfunding platforms like Fundrise and Realty Mogul provide opportunities to invest in real estate with minimal effort. These platforms allow you to invest in diversified real estate portfolios with relatively small amounts of capital, though it's important to read the fine print and understand the fees involved. Cryptocurrencies are another rapidly growing asset class. These digital assets operate on blockchain technology, a decentralized ledger system that ensures transparency and security. Bitcoin, the first cryptocurrency, introduced the concept of peer-to-peer digital payments without the need for a centralized authority like a bank. Ethereum expanded on this by enabling programmable smart contracts, which are self-executing agreements coded directly onto the blockchain. Beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum, there are thousands of other cryptocurrencies, each with unique use cases and technological foundations. These include utility tokens like Binance Coin, privacy-focused coins like Monero, and decentralized finance tokens like Uniswap. Understanding the underlying technology and purpose of each cryptocurrency is crucial before investing. To invest in cryptocurrencies, you'll need to use an exchange. Popular exchanges include Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, and Gemini. Coinbase is beginner-friendly with a clean interface and straightforward processes, making it an excellent choice for new investors. Binance caters to more advanced traders with a wide selection of coins, low fees, and additional features like futures trading and staking. Kraken is known for its robust security measures and comprehensive support for fiat currencies, while Gemini emphasizes regulatory compliance and security, appealing to institutional investors. To get started, create an account on your chosen exchange and complete the Know Your Customer process by verifying your identity. Once verified, deposit funds using a bank transfer, credit card, or other supported payment methods. Be mindful of deposit and withdrawal fees, which vary by exchange. Once you've purchased cryptocurrencies, it's essential to store them securely. Exchanges provide custodial wallets by default, but these are not the safest option for long-term storage. consider using a hardware wallet like Ledger or Trezor, which stores your private keys offline, protecting your assets from hacking attempts. Software wallets like MetaMask and Trust Wallet are also popular, particularly for interacting with decentralized applications and DeFi platforms. Understanding how blockchain technology works is critical for cryptocurrency investing. A blockchain is a distributed ledger that records all transactions across a network of computers. Each transaction is grouped into a block, which is then added to a chain of previous blocks. This structure ensures that data is immutable and transparent. Mining and staking are two common methods for validating transactions and maintaining the blockchain. Mining involves solving complex mathematical puzzles to add new blocks to the chain, as seen in Bitcoin. Staking, used in proof-of-stake systems like Ethereum 2.0 and Cardano, involves locking up a certain amount of cryptocurrency to participate in the validation process and earn rewards. Research is a critical component of cryptocurrency investing. Start by evaluating the white paper of a project, which outlines its goals, technology, and use cases. Assess the team's experience and track record, as well as the project's partnerships and community support. Platforms like CoinMarketCap and CoinGecko provide comprehensive data on cryptocurrency prices, market capitalization, and trading volume. On-chain analysis tools like Glassnode and CryptoQuant offer insights into network activity, helping you identify trends and potential opportunities. Diversification is as important in cryptocurrency investing as it is in traditional markets. Avoid putting all your funds into a single coin. Instead, build a balanced portfolio that includes a mix of large-cap cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, mid-cap coins with growth potential, and small-cap projects for higher risk-reward opportunities. No matter what you're investing in, risk management is crucial. Never invest more than you can afford to lose, and always have an emergency fund in place before venturing into high-risk investments. Setting stop-loss orders can help protect your investments by automatically selling an asset when its price falls below a certain level. Rebalancing your portfolio periodically ensures that your investments align with your goals and risk tolerance,